One thing that's very important out of this strike is that the people who are supposed to be at war are actually coming together. They've gone beyond their political differences, racial differences, and said we have to put an end to this. And many are going to do this till death because they're tired of living in this condition. They don't want anyone else to have to go through this.
It is no longer behind the walls, but behind the enemy lines for many of the frustrated and angry prisoners in California prisons. On July 1st, hundreds refused food and made a series of five demands, one of which is the end of the arbitrary use of solitary confinement.
Imagine being locked up, put away in a cell for 23 and a half hours a day without no window. Imagine contact with people is no longer part of your life.
Demanding an end to long-term detention in security housing units or SHUs, the detainees want better food, programs, to be treated as individuals, and the abolition of a debriefing process where prisoners can be sent to the SHU for refusing to snitch on others. Mr. LaFontaine cited an alarming new factor in the increasing tension in California prisons.
With the wars going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and now in Libya, we have people coming back to our country and serving as guards. These people have deemed people outside of the land as terrorists. Now they come here and they look at people who they've been told are the worst of the worst, and they begin to treat these people as domestic terrorists.
Along with the politically powerful prison guard union, the secrecy surrounding the security housing units is a major obstacle to humanitarian reform in California prisons.
Human rights bodies in the world have stated that long-term solitary confinement is torture, and what's going on inside CDC is torture. And the reason they've been able to do this for a long time has been because there has been no transparency, no accountability. Well, now today, LA Times released a report saying that 11 out of 33 state prisons have gone on strike, have joined in solidarity with the people inside Pelican Bay.
And there is a need to overcome perceptions.
I think the biggest war we have is the war on perception. As a society, we've been led to believe that people incarcerated are the worst of the worst, the monsters. And yet, the worst of the worst is Pelican Bay State Prison. You don't have to go to Abu Ghraib. You don't have to go to Guantanamo Bay. What we have to do is change the perception of people. These are human beings. These are family members. Most of these people will return to your community.
And for these reasons, says Manuel LaFontaine, we need to amplify the voice of those behind the walls.
Everyone listening to this should call the local legislators, should visit prisonerhungerstrikesolidarity.wordpress.com. I think they should spread the word, the dinner table. They should contact their coworkers and send a message to Facebook. They can contact me directly at manuel@prisonerswithchildren.org.
The LA Times reports that as of yesterday, 1,600 isolation unit prisoners remain on the hunger strike. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.